Next, please.
Our next public hearing tonight is case number 12412. Patrick F. and Laurie M. Fitzgerald seek variances from the front yard, side yard and rear yard setback requirements for proposed and existing structures, sections 115.34, 115.182, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Anna B Street within the Silver Lake Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 38291 Anna B Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, medium density residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 39.00. Specifically, staff would note the applicant is requesting a 1.7-foot variance from the required 20-foot front yard setback for a proposed porch and bathroom addition. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. Okay. Patrick Fitzgerald, 38291 Anna B Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Thank you.
Name, Laurie Fitzgerald.
Same address.
Yeah. Okay.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Okay. And I believe Ms. LaFleur just gave you a copy of your responses to the five standards.
Okay.
When you submitted your application, so you have that.
Okay. Thank you.
I need my glasses to read that. Any shares?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? Would you like me to just briefly review what we sent in with our application? Is that normal?
Yes, please.
Okay. We thought met the criteria in just that our house is very small on a square-ish lot. And it's very hard to figure out how you can expand it as your family grows. And we had four people in our family 2 years ago, and now we have six because they both got married. So, and we like to gather with our friends in the neighborhood and stuff like that. No big parties, but we thought it would be nice to have a big porch along the front where we could kind of see everyone, gather everyone. And we also wanted to add a bathroom and closets because the house is tiny, there's no closets, and there's not enough bathrooms. So when we went to have it sketched out how it would work on the property, we had trouble getting the furniture, like a dining table with chairs for everybody to eat, chairs for everybody to sit, and unless we went a little bigger with the porch, which took it over a foot of the original in the front. And we applied basically because the uniqueness of the property was a square, was small, and difficult to add on to. We couldn't figure out exactly how else to do it. We played around with it quite some time because we didn't necessarily want to go through the process because we didn't know what it was like. But that was the general. And then we didn't think it could be easily other developed unless we went up, and we didn't want to change the character of the house. It's a cape. It's small, but it's quaint, and we like it, and the neighbors like it, and it fits into the neighborhood, and there's lots of big, tall houses going all around us, and that's really not who we are, so we didn't want to do that. And then we tried to enhance our cottage and make it so that you know, it would be a good house to move into, and we are planning on moving there in a couple months. 15 years we've owned it. We live in Baltimore, and we're coming full time, so we need a little more room, and that's basically why we applied. The essential character of the neighborhood, I think all of our neighbors said, I don't know if anyone ever wrote a letter. We chatted with everyone. We gave everyone copies of what the plot looked like so they could see where the change would be. Extremely friendly with everyone, and we're supportive with everyone. So I think everyone, as far as we know, is very supportive of what we're doing. And the minimum variance, we just felt like like I said, with our original layout, it would be very difficult to get that porch and add the bathroom any other way with that particular house and how it's laid out on that square lot.
I could add a few items. On the right side of the house, the addition that we'd like to do in the front doesn't go beyond the dimension of the existing side of the house. This house was built to mid-century cape, 1965 was when it was constructed, and our addition will not go beyond the existing side of the house. The same is true on the right side, and the porch that we'd like to add in the front, while it does encroach the setback zone by 1 foot 8 inches, it doesn't go beyond the front of the left part of the house. So we're not actually expanding beyond where some portions of the house are already in. Could we answer any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board?
This porch, I'm trying to, it's 33 and a half feet by 9?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So about 300 square feet?
Yes.
Is there any way you can make this smaller?
There's always a way to make it smaller. It's just a question of whether we want to.
Is it functional for what you want to use it for, as far as that would be 8 and a half, it'd probably be a little under 8 feet actually.
Wide?
Yes.
Depth wise. The reason was is that we took and made little drawings of like what type of furniture, like if you had two people sitting in a 5 and a half foot love seat facing each other, so squeezing the six in, and maybe one other friend or neighbor might come by and have a chair, you can't actually fit that and have a door that would open into that area, kind of in the center of this new porch that we'd like to have. And then on the other end, we were putting a 7 foot dining table with six chairs around it. And it's not a lot of extra room. It sounds kind of like a big porch, but if you're doing it as your main gathering space, it's actually not that large. And when you go to 8, you'd have to stack the chairs or the love seats like this across the front, and people aren't facing one another for conversation. So that was my reason, more than really wanting more square feet. It was just that was the only way I could get it laid out. And I'm an interior designer and do lots and lots of layouts, so I think I did it correctly.
I don't see steps, or at least on the drawing that I have here. I could be missing, but I don't see steps. Do you have steps coming off the front? Are they coming off the side?
They're coming off the front.
Yeah, the front.
I don't see that on here.
Jamie, do you have anything to add?
Are these steps where we have new porch on the drawing?
Can I walk up to you and show you?
So
looks like two steps.
If two steps are further forward than what's proposed, then that will need to be factored into the variance. So
it's two, but if you go to three, you need to make sure that that's covered in the setback.
No, you need to be at the microphone so we can get it, make sure. And
I see what you're saying.
Your steps, because they're coming off of the front, they will have to be part of the variance.
Right.
Okay.
So you're adding the porch and a new bath, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, and some closets.
And then on the left side, it says new one story, but on one drawing it says ramp. So
on the left side, is a storage locker.
Okay.
So I'm a contractor and I would be storing tools in there.
Okay.
With an outside entrance?
It's close to the street.
Yeah. I understand what you're doing.
We'd love a garage, but I don't think you'd want to give us another 10 or 12 feet on top of that.
Okay. Does anyone have any other questions?
Jamie, about the shed, is it an apartment?
So the application didn't request variances for the shed, but staff picked up on this, which is why it was advertised to include the potential for the shed to need a variance. We think it does. So I would suggest that if it does need a variance, and we think it does, then it would need a 1.5 foot variance from the 5 foot side yard setback and a 1-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback, just to tidy things up.
Or you can move it over.
We'd like to have that variance as well.
It has been noticed as such, so.
I thought it was in the setback, so that might have been my mistake.
Was the shed there when you bought it?
Yes.
It was already there?
Yes.
Is it on in concrete blocks or what? Or
it's on a concrete pad.
So you can't really move it, really?
No. Okay. And I did bring a photo that shows, I don't think, even before we got there, I don't think people paid attention to where they put their sheds, because all four sheds that border the four properties, they're all crammed right up against the fence on each property. I could show a photo of that, but ours is closer than 3 feet for sure.
Well, what we're here for tonight is your lot.
I understand. I wasn't trying to throw anybody else under the bus.
We want facts about your lot, please.
Got it.
Do you have a picture of the shed that you wanted? You could give that to Jamie and we can pass that down.
Sure.
There it is in the back. That's better.
If you just show me yours. Yeah. I'll put that one on top, so that's yours.
Yeah.
And I'm good. Okay.
Then, question, if I might. If the variances are approved, and I think I know the answer, is any impact on existing water or septic or sewer, anything like that?
No. Well, there will be a bathroom as part of the addition on the right side. Right. So it'll be an additional bathroom. Short of that, no.
You have public well or public water and sewer?
Both.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Corman, did you have a question?
How far is it from the front of the house to the edge of paving or the edge of the street?
Edge of paving is probably 20...
25, 26 feet?
Something like that, yeah. From the most... So that part of the house on the left?
Right.
That's a reverse gable that comes out the farthest. And so from that one, it's probably 20-some feet to the paving.
Okay. And your addition's not coming out any further than that?
No. Nor the porch. The porch is inside of that part of the house.
Wow. You said you did approach your neighbors about this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I just have a few. I didn't see any HVAC unit on your drawing. Is that compliant with our setbacks? I presume you have one.
We do, and that is compliant with setbacks, yes.
Now, I want to check with you on the shed issue. The survey that we have, I believe it's dated from 2005, it shows a shed in the rear kind of left corner.
Yes.
And on that one, it looks like it's kind of angled a little bit. On the drawing you've submitted to us, it shows an existing shed which would appear to be off of the property line a bit. Which one of those drawings is accurate as of today?
That's a good question.
Who did these newer drawings?
An architect, friend of ours in Baltimore.
Yeah.
He stayed in the house and did the drawings. He wasn't really...
focused on that.
Yeah, I'd say the survey might be the better, because he wasn't focused on anything to do with the shed.
All right, and I ask that for a couple reasons. One is, you know, we're going, you know, the board is looking at variances, and one of the things that this board looks at specifically is the size of those variances, the numbers to make sure they're correct for the record for, you know, going forward. If it was approved or if it was denied, we at least have some idea as to what the request was. So I'm looking at the shed in that rear. It looks much closer to the property line, and Mr. Whitehouse, I'm sure, is looking at that right now. So if that's the case, it would appear to me that we would need a different variance for the shed than what we had previously discussed. But from what I'm hearing from you, you'd like a variance to allow the shed to stay in the location as shown on this survey from April of 2005.
I guess I'd like the shed to stay where it is regardless.
In that case, it's right on the line, property line.
It actually appears that it may be over very slightly onto your neighbor to the south.
That I can assure you is not the case.
No.
Okay. Because we found the four pipes in the ground for the corners of the property, and I know the shed is inside the pipe in that back corner.
I have another question about the shed. On the older copy of the drawing you have on the tax map, it says the shed is not on a permanent foundation. It's not on a permanent foundation. So is it able to be moved?
It could, probably. It's kind of big.
So you don't have cement in it, then? It's not on the cement pad.
It is on a cement pad.
But it isn't. Is it on runners so that you can move it? Does it have a wooden floor?
No.
It's on a wooden frame that's like cleated or something, so it could possibly be moved.
So what is your floor?
It's a concrete floor.
So it just sits on the pad?
Yes.
So the pad was poured and then the shed was built on top of the pad?
I guess so.
And it's probably lag bolted in on the floor?
Probably.
Well.
So is the question, I mean, anything can be moved. So the question is, do we need to move it, or can we get a variance?
Well, you should be 5 feet, right, from the side yard?
And to Mr. Sharp's point and the survey that we're looking at, 18 April 2005 says that the back corner is over the line by 0.06 on the back corner, and that you're in from the line by a tenth of a foot, according to the documentation you submitted. So you're really close to your line.
Gotcha.
Has your neighbor next door ever said anything, complained about the shed?
They're all almost touching. They're all over the line.
No, actually our neighbor next door is the one who submitted a letter in favor of our request for variances.
Do we have a letter in favor of this application?
Not to my knowledge, but I will triple check it.
Jamie, can you send those pictures back down again?
Sure.
And our neighbors next door said they put a letter in the mail in last Wednesday, so I'm just assuming it got here.
If one has arrived, it hasn't reached the file yet, but it should have arrived by now, I imagine.
I would have thought so. They mailed it from D.C.
That might explain it.
While the photos are circulating, Mr. Whitehouse, can we just confirm the variances that are needed so that we have that? Because I noticed there was some discussion about the steps and what the front yard would be for those other structures. I just want to make sure we've got a complete record, if we may.
So focusing on the front yard setback, I initially introduced it as requiring a 1.7-foot variance. If 2 to 3 steps are needed forward of that, then I would suggest that it'd be a 1.7-foot variance plus an additional variance of, essentially it would be a 4.7-foot variance to account for the 3 steps. So that would be an additional variance, plus whatever variances we determine are required.
That's for a 20-foot
front yard?
Correct, because it's an average front yard setback.
Okay, so we do have something in the record to show the averaging on that?
Not as part of the application. Because of the site plan that's been submitted, staff have accepted that the average is 20, but the applicant's survey does not show it.
So. Okay, all right. So that's for the addition to the front yard. And we don't need one for the dwelling, I presume? Is it considered non-conforming?
Correct. It predates planning and zoning.
All right.
I believe it was 64 it was built.
And in looking at that survey, have you calculated what the variances would be needed if that shed was to remain its current location?
So based on the 2005 survey, it would need a 4.94 foot variance for the one corner. It depends which side of the property line it's over. And a variance of 4.90 for the corner that we know is clear into the applicant's lot.
Do we know if it needs a rear yard? Have you got a rule?
So based on the applicant's drawing, because this one is not to scale, we'd worked out that the rear yard is what I'd originally mentioned, which was a 1 foot variance from the 5 foot rear yard. So that's the one we're clearer on.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I just want to make sure I had the numbers right in the record.
So we are using the new drawing, is that correct? Except for the shed?
Correct.
So. Because we have no name or stamp or anything on this new drawing.
Correct.
So just so you understand, our variances are based on this new drawing that you've submitted, but for the shed, we are using the old survey. So when you do, if this is approved, you need to make sure these numbers are right. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't want you to be here if it is approved and then have to come back again because something wasn't right.
Okay.
Sir, can you come here a minute? I'd like to ask you a question. Is this your shed?
Yes.
And whose fence is that?
Our neighbor's.
Your neighbor's fence. Mm-hmm. So, okay. And this is your...
That's our shed. This is our neighbor's behind our house.
Okay.
This is our neighbor's. This is our neighbor's next to our house.
Okay. So you really can't move your shed over anyway. You're gonna be butt right to your house if you try to move it over. Right? To move that shed over, you're gonna be right to your house.
Well, there's this part of the house ends, and then there's probably 6 or 7 feet.
Okay.
The shed is further back.
Further back, okay. And I do see a cement pad on there too, on that front step.
That's right.
Yep. So you probably have more cement on that. Okay.
No other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp, no question?
Just back to the shed, the area there adjacent to it within your yard, would it be difficult to move it for access purposes, or are there other unique structures or sort of tree or something like that would prohibit the ability to move it?
There's no tree or anything in front or on the side of that shed, no.
Okay.
So if it had to be moved, could we move it? Yes.
Okay.
So you're not anchored to the cement at all?
I suspect it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem, isn't it, to unbolt that and then anchor?
Oh, I don't want to move that shed, trust me.
Yeah.
But
is it an old shed? I mean, is it?
It's got some age to it, yeah.
Be difficult to move it and keep the structural integrity of it?
Sure.
Okay. But does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application?
You see anybody?
Is there anyone here in opposition of this application?
Could I ask a question of Mr. Sharp?
Sure can.
Before we close. Mr. Sharp, on the So I make sure I understand what we're looking at here. Is it, we're making a decision on the shed based upon the survey, the 2005 survey?
That's correct.
And would that have been recorded?
I do not see recording markers on this. Surveys aren't required to be recorded, but I know a lot of times folks will get them as part of the settlement if they're purchasing property. I know the applicant said they've owned this for about 15 years, so I'm guessing you got this when you purchased the property?
That's right.
Okay. So what we're, I think the reason we're looking at the survey in particular for that is because of, we know from what the applicant's saying, this was a more accurate representation of where it was. It hasn't moved since they bought it. Whereas the architect didn't necessarily focus on the shed when he did his drawing, but he did focus on the whereabouts where the additions would be.
I understand. My concern is that we're addressing a variance based upon a 2005 survey that indicates that the shed is over a property line. And do we have the authority to grant a variance onto someone else's property?
Well, we have the ability to grant a variance to the property line. Now, we don't have, this is not an application on the neighbor's property. So if the neighbor said, hey, get that off my property,
right,
they would have the right to pursue that action in whatever court they may.
So
we don't enforce that part of it. And we have, and it's not often, but we have had cases where a structure's been there for a long time and it may be on someone else's land as well.
But if we granted a variance, if these fine folks had a variance that said, I was told that I could leave my shed here, there could be a problem down the road.
Potentially with their neighbor, yeah. They could, I mean, but that's not necessarily, you know, the board's.
Understood.
Is there a way to check, see if there are any other variances in that area?
Was there a permit for the shed?
And we could approve the house and not approve the shed.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I guess what we're looking at that, Mr. Whitehouse, to Dr. Parsons' point, because there's that one word and it's unclear if it says over on the neighbor's property or this property, would it be appropriate then to have that as a 5-foot variance in the side yard?
Depending on how we interpreted it, I'd base the 0.94 on the assumption that over means over on the applicant's side of the line. But you're correct that if over in this context means over onto the neighboring property, then it would be appropriate to be 5.
I know the applicant said that they believed it to be in the property line, but survey is not as clear on that point.
May I ask a question? Didn't some people come and look at our property as part of this, or is that incorrect?
Shouldn't have. Not for application for variance.
Okay, I was.
They'll come after you
check it. Yeah.
Build it, or mm-hmm. You know, put your footers in, and then check it.
Okay, because I could be mistaken, but when we ran around and found those
markers,
the marker where our house was, the shed was in no way over.
I didn't
you
it
say?
Was,
it didn't appear. It appeared that the shed was in front of it. But
did you find anything?
So, if I can check, recent building permit history, 1997, there's reference to an addition. 1991, these are historical files that have been converted. 1991, there was a building permit that refers to siding. In 2000, there is reference to a ramp, and that's all the building permit history for the last 15 years. So if there was a permit for the shed, it would be in historical files. So.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? No? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? And is there anyone here in opposition? None. I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the variances for case number 12412, which are associated with the request of the house, and to deny the variance for the shed. I believe that the case presented meets the criteria for the porch and the bathroom, and will not significantly impact the character of the neighborhood. Okay. I second that.
A motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your variances are granted and one is denied. Okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm.